Last year, Texas passed a sweeping law to regulate abortion providers. It led to the shutdown of half of the state's 41 clinics. A federal appeals panel is now weighing the fate of those that remain. As several other states are trying to enforce similar laws, many are watching what happens in Texas. Carrie Feibel with Houston Public Media attended the hearing at the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans.
Texas currently has 20 abortion clinics, but about a dozen don't comply with the new state law that requires them to meet the same standards as outpatient surgery centers. After some clinics sued, a federal judge in Austin struck down that requirement last month. The clinics kept operating, but Texas requested this emergency hearing to close them. That would leave only 7 clinics in Texas that meet the standard, with an 8th under construction. And none are in the Rio Grande Valley or West Texas. The Texas Solicitor General, Jonathan Mitchell, told the judges that women will still have access to abortion even if they have to travel farther. But the travel is disruptive, expensive, and takes time, said Stephanie Todi. She's with the Center for Reproductive Rights and argued on behalf of the clinics. Outside the court, Todi said the judges' questions had been tough.
It was a challenging argument. I remain hopeful that the court will recognize the importance of maintaining access to safe abortion care while the appellate process runs its course, but anything is possible.
But supporters of the law say closing those clinics was meant to make abortion safer. Emily Horn is with Texas Right to Life.
As was the case when this law was passed, we see this as an improvement to the safety of Texas women, and so as soon as that can be implemented, it's better.
People on both sides of the issue who attended the hearing agreed the case has national implications. Sandy Jones of Houston is with the group Stop Patriarchy.
These are forces that are determined to criminalize every abortion, every woman, and make it inaccessible for every woman. And birth control, as we know, is not far behind. This is a war on women. This is a state of emergency.
It's unclear when the judges will rule, but when they do, the decision will go into effect immediately. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in New Orleans.